This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
We're here at Marvell, and you guys remember OLPC, right? Well, they really have changed things up. Wait till you see this.
CES 2012 coverage is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 25% off their fourth generation hosting by using promo code CES2. Find more GoDaddy deals at tpn.tv.
We're here at Marvell. You guys remember OLPC, right? You guys remember we did that big fundraising thing where we did today or selling 2-for-1 notebooks that we were raising for charity offering? Well, they've got a tablet here. Tell me about this.
Well, I'm happy to. This is our XO3 tablet computer. It's new. We're introducing it here at the show. And it's sort of a natural follow-on to complement our laptop computers. We've got about 2.5 million of those out in the world today, and we're continuing to deliver them to kids all over. But this tablet is designed to continue the work we do at low-cost, low-power computing. It's really a full-featured, full-function device, and it's designed for education for young children. So it's small. It's an 8-inch screen. It's kind of an unusual size, but it's the right size for young kids. And we provided, actually, I was just looking here at a little Wikipedia entry we have. A lot of our kids don't have internet access, so we build in these Wikipedia slices, we call them, a little mini Wikipedia built right into the device. So this is a Spanish language article about stars, but we also, because the device is built on the same Linux platform as our laptops are, we've got all these existing educational applications that are here and available for kids.
So this is fantastic. I also saw on the table that you had a solar power, so you can actually recharge the device with solar, and you actually had a hand crank last night as well.
We had a lot of different options, different kind of covers for the device. This is a 4-watt solar panel, and the tablet takes about 2 watts, so an hour of charging in the sun, you get about 2 hours of run time. This has a flat pack battery inside it, so you set this out in the sun, let it go charge, and then when you put it on the back of the tablet, like all our devices, is easy to take apart and it's easy to repair. It's got these 4 screws, you take it all apart. Well, these are also electrical contacts. So when you snap this solar panel onto the back, you can actually charge the battery just by doing it that way.
And you also had a little hand crank device too, right?
We do. One of the things that we do, charging a tablet by hand is a lot of work if you have to do it every day. It's nice as a fallback and it's nice as a demo, but it really demonstrates our ability to take a lot of different kinds of erratic, variable, messy, junky power. If you can generate DC power, we can take it. Anything between 10 and 25 volts varies a lot. You can plug anything into this. And that's really important to the kind of audience we're trying to serve.
This is really exciting and what OLPC is coming out with. We'll be back in just a second after this message from our sponsor to talk about pricing, availability, and where this is going to be delivered to.
Is your web hosting maybe a little bit old-fashioned, kind of like this 1939 Crosley coupe we found here on the floor at CES 2012? Well, if you want to move into the modern age, you need to get with GoDaddy.com and look at the 4GH hosting that has just been introduced that combines the power of cloud computing with the economies of normal web hosting. We're talking $4.99 to $9.99 per month. There are 9 machines in the cluster that's going to be serving up content from the Tech Podcast Network. And we're expecting well over 35 million downloads. Of course, we know that because last year we had 35 million downloads, and we're expecting even more this year. You can try it out by going to GoDaddy.com. Look at the details that surround 4G hosting. You'll find things like, again, automatic load balancing that we talked about, but there's a scan each day for malware. There's protection at the server level, and there's protection at the cluster level. And there's a free SSL certificate included that's valued at $14.99. And when you go to GoDaddy.com, make sure you use the code CES2 when you order 4G hosting. That will get you a 25% savings, and even more importantly, it's valid for the entire year of 2012, and you can combine it with other discounts and sales that GoDaddy may have in the future. Check it out, 4G hosting from GoDaddy.com.
Okay, Ed, so here's the thing. The pricing on this is going to be critical. Where are you going to come in on price on this?
We don't have a price. We don't sell them. We're different. We're not like one of those companies that builds up a big warehouse full of them and puts them on sale in the market. What we do is provide this design, and we work with our manufacturer, Quanta Computer, and this is now available for one of our partners, whether that's an existing Ministry of Education, might be a new educational organization, or it might even be a commercial partner in the U.S. to say, okay, we now want to take this into production and make a volume order that makes that happen.
So they can actually go to any manufacturer and have this built to the spec then?
They could. Quantum Manufacturer does it right now, and that's certainly the easiest and least expensive way to go do that. But you know, we in Quanta would work with anybody to make something happen.
So, what would do you have any idea what a per unit cost would be on this for a? I don't know what your metric is. Yeah.
Our goal is we have a laptop computer built on the same technology that's available today, that's actually in production, that costs $185. So, by taking that same technology and eliminating a lot of the parts and simplifying the device, we think that somebody could get this into production for a lot less than that.
You know, I'm a big fan and I'm a big proponent of this platform. I'm pretty excited about it, and this is just amazing what you've done here. And who knows what the price they're going to come up with? But anything that can be brought to the market, especially third world that needs this the most, is fantastic. So, good luck with this deployment. Todd Cochran from Geek News Central, part of the Tech Podcast Network here at Digital Experience.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.